Les sports en anglais, Marcel Mfoche, bonjour.
Hello, Chetabile. Good morning and thanks for joining us. In our top stories, Lekki football girls will this Monday take on Atletico Femenino Malabo in their first match of the UNIFAC zonal qualifiers in DR Congo. Fondation André Zico and Tone Kalara Club are the winners of this year's Handball Cup of Cameroon in the men's and women's categories, and Atlantic Sports Academy of Kribi has been crowned champions of the 2024 National Interpols. Lekki football girls will this Monday take on Atletico Femenino Malabo from Equatorial Guinea in their first match of the UNIFAC zonal qualifiers taking place in the Democratic Republic of Congo. Coach Stefan Zana and girls will be making their debut in the competition, and following today's opener against Atletico Femenino, they will face tougher competition in their group phase, including matches against CSM Diable Noir from Congo this Wednesday and the well-established Tepe Mazembe from DR Congo on Friday. All these matches will be crucial as the team seeks to secure a spot in the prestigious CAF Women's Champions League. A significant challenge for Lekki girls will be the absence of Brenda Tabe, a key player and top scorer of the team for the past two seasons, who has joined Athlon FC in Ireland. Still in continental football, Cameroon's representatives in the CAF Champions League and Confederation Cup qualifiers have both suffered defeat in their opening matches. In the Champions League preliminary round, Victoria United were beaten 1-0 by Ghanaian side Samatex at the Japuma Sports Complex in Douala this Sunday. This result puts the champions of Cameroon in a difficult position as they will need a positive result in Ghana this Wednesday to advance to the next round. Meanwhile, Fufu of Baham were thrashed 4-0 by local side Penisville in Liberia in the first leg of their Confederation Cup preliminary round. Fufu will need to overturn the 4-0 deficit during the second leg in Cameroon this weekend to progress to the next phase of the qualifiers. In handball, Fondation André Zico fans and Tone Kalara Club TKC are the winners of this year's Handball Cup of Cameroon. In the men's category, fans defeated the Armed Forces and Police Handball Club FAB 27-20, while TKC overpowered City Rivals FAB 29-23 in the women's final. Both matches were played last Saturday at the Mfandena Gymnasium in Yaoundé. Details with Harrison Ashutiku.
It is mission accomplished for Tone Kalara Handball Club as they succeeded to retain the cup that they won last year. The club of Ruben Ambassador Albert Roger Miller overpowered City rival FAP by 29-23. Jenny Feji, player of TKC, underlines that they came ready to give in their all for the win.
We are satisfied. It was a match that we prepared since. FAP is a team who won us consecutively 5 times.
FAP's goalkeeper, Awu Linda, is disappointed.
Very bad day, especially that we've been preparing this day for so long, and it's really a big deception. But it's just a battle. We're still going to try to remobilize. We have the playoff, we have to prepare, and we have an Africa competition. We have a very serious problem with our attack. If you can notice, there are so many balls that we lose ourselves, and in front of the goalkeeper, we are not that successful.
In the men's final, Fondation André Zico did not hesitate to make known their intentions. They outsmarted FAP in all the two segments of the match, carrying the day by 27-20. Fans are for the third consecutive time winner of the Cup of Cameroon in handball. This year's Cup of Cameroon final is a remake of last year, as the two clubs who won the cup in the men and women categories last year succeeded to keep their trophy.
Many thanks, Harrison Ashutiku. Atlantic Sports Academy of Kribi has been crowned champions of the 2024 National Interpols. The team from the South Region defeated Union Sportive of Abombang in the final by 1-0 this Sunday at the Ngwaekele Stadium in Yaoundé. Both finalists will compete in the Elite 2 Championship next season. Despite missing out on the coveted trophy, players of Union Sportive of Abombang expressed their delight at being promoted to the Elite Championship. One of them spoke to our reporter, Harrison Ashutiku.
Mission accomplished, because the objective coming to Yaoundé was to climb to the Elite 2. That is what we have been looking for over the past years. Ever since Union went down to the Regional League, we have been trying our best to put it back to the Elite 2. So that's why you saw the excitement. So we thank God for everything and thank God for the staff, the coach that have been pushing us till the end.
Meanwhile, in the third place match, Mintak FC of Upper Sanaga thrashed Volcan FC of Noon by 5-1 to secure third place. The late former CAF president, Issa Ayatu, has been posthumously elevated to the rank of Grand Officer of the National Order of Valor by President Paul Biya. This honor was conferred during Issa Ayatu's funerals ceremony in Garowa last Friday by the president's representative, Minister Narcisse Muelekombi of Sports and Physical Education. The event was attended by a host of international and national dignitaries. Details with Julius Niba.
Issa Ayatu's funeral ceremony in Garowa was filled with emotions as some members of government, led by the Minister of Sports and Physical Education, Professor Narcisse Muelekombi, national and international football administrators, regional, local and traditional authorities, all answered present to pay homage to the departed sportsman who served as the president of the Confederation of African Football for 3 decades. The president of FIFA, Gianni Infantino, highlighted that Issa Ayatu was not only an illustrious son of Cameroon, but a son of Africa whose numerous sacrifices made for the continent and the world's football should be upheld.
He was an ambassador of football in Cameroon and the world over, and an ambassador of unity and family, values that brings us here today.
The president of ANAFOOT, Carl Enongachu, adds that Issa Ayatu has left a void in the sports world, particularly at the national level.
He was our mentor, he was a leader, a man of few words, a man who loved Cameroon, who loved Africa.
Former Indomitable Lions goalkeeper and trainer Suleiman Hamidou says they will do their best to live up to Issa Ayatu's legacy.
I think that at the moment, we never reach to he reach. So we are just only praying that God bless him.
The plethora of political and traditional dignitaries, especially from the sports world, who answered present to bid Issa Ayatu farewell into the world beyond, were wished farewell to their respective destination by his wife, children, and the population of Garowa after his body was laid to rest at the family vault in the Lainde neighborhood. Julius Neba, Seri TV News, Garowa.
In a similar story, the mortal remains of the late Indomitable Lions player Landrin Gemo, who died in a tragic road accident on July 27th on the Ebebda Yaoundé Road, have been laid to rest in his native Achuazong, Foreke in the West Region. The 39-year-old who proudly represented Cameroon's national team and a host of club sides, particularly in France, will be remembered not only for his combative style of play and commitment to the national team, but also for his dedication to the development of the nation. The fallen Indomitable Lions player was posthumously decorated as a Knight of the Order of Merit during his funeral ceremony held last Saturday, which was attended by many of his former teammates. In other funeral news, the late former Indomitable Lions midfielder Chair Samson, who died on June 27th from diabetes, was buried last Saturday in Boya. Hundreds of mourners, including friends and former teammates, gathered to bid farewell to the 52-year-old who earned a few caps with the national team and featured in the 1998 Africa Cup of Nations qualifiers. Chair Sam, as he was popularly called, captained Kumbu Strikers to the 2000 Cup of Cameroon triumph and also played for the likes of PWD of Bamenda, Victoria United and APR of Kigali, Rwanda. That puts a cap on today's edition of the 7:30 a.m. Sports News presented by Marcel Mfochie.